Was that enough time, Terry? take this with you. Yeah. Are you going to come back in again and show us at the end? That would be great. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you. I wonder what the world would look like if, or be like, if everybody was exactly like you. What a wonderful place it will be if everybody agreed with you and there was no challenges. Peace would reign. I think not. God has made us all unique and special, with different skills, different viewpoints, different likes, different dislikes. You are special. But he's also said that we should show and tell other people about God, in the way that we live, in the way that we act. We are all unique, but that doesn't mean that we can shy away from the responsibility to show other people about Jesus' love and engage with other people around us. Last week we talked a bit about being empowered by the Holy Spirit. And it's good to remember that the Holy Spirit helps us to understand the Bible. I know that when I sometimes read the Bible, I read a passage and I've read it, and then I read it another time and the Holy Spirit's told me something else. It's directing me slightly differently. And God inspires us when we read the Bible. He empowers us to do things for those people around us. He gives us words to say when we don't have words to say, or don't have words to pray. He gives us energy when we feel like we've got no energy. And the Holy Spirit gives us so much more as well. We could do a massively long list. When we decide to follow the way, when we decide to be a Christian, God could just like zap us and take us to heaven. But he doesn't. He doesn't zap us and take us to heaven, because he leaves us here because he wants us to be his voice, his hands, his feet to the hurting world around us. In Peter Morden's book, The Message of Discipleship, he talks about five different aspects of discipleship, and one of those is following Jesus' mission. He mentions the account in Mark 9 when Jesus goes up the mountain with Peter, James and John, and they see the transfiguration where they see Moses and Elijah up there. But then he leads them down. They have that amazing experience of connection with God. And then he leads them down, and immediately they are involved in mission, engaged in mission. Some places will teach about our relationship with God being the most important thing, but don't actually talk about the fact that we then have a responsibility to share what God is doing for us with those people in our world. And it's so important that we do that. In our reading earlier on from Luke 10:3, "Go, I am sending you like lambs amongst wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or satchel, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, then your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you." God sends us out as people of peace so that we can go and tell others about his kingdom. But I hear some of you saying, I couldn't stand up and speak about Jesus on the corner of the street. I couldn't stand up in a place and speak about Jesus. I wouldn't be able to lead a Bible study. I can't do those kinds of things. And I understand that. But then I wouldn't be able to repair a car. I won't be able to knit. Well, hopefully I might learn to knit, but I don't think I'd be able to knit a scarf or a hat or anything like that. I may not have the ability to build a bookcase. We are all different. We are all unique, and we all have different ways of doing things. We have different interests and different skills. In Luke 10 again, it carries on to say, "When you enter the town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, the kingdom of God has come near. But when you enter a town and they're not welcome, go into the streets and say, even the dust of this of your town will be wiped from our feet as a warning to you. Be sure of this. The kingdom of God has come near." Jesus, when he's around, he's talking about the kingdom of God is coming. And he gives us so many different examples of what the kingdom of God should look like. The parables have so many amazing examples of what the kingdom of God is about. Jesus was not saying, stand up in front of many. He was saying, get alongside people and listen. The people who come across and tell them your way, to tell them about Jesus' way and the kingdom of God. And listen to their stories. That's so important. Most weeks in church, particularly in other times, we say the line of the Lord's Prayer, which is from Matthew 6:9. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We should be talking about the kingdom, trying to bring that kingdom in, that kingdom that Jesus started when he was there. He says, the kingdom's near. We need to help to move that forward. That's why we are disciples. Looking at our Old Testament reading that was read so well with the different people, we see a young girl who has been taken captive. Her name's not even mentioned. They mention the name of the kings and the different people, but they don't mention the girl. And she says to her mistress, "If only my master would see the prophet who's in Samaria, he would cure him from leprosy." A young girl, in the right place at the right time, says something of a loving nature to her people that were her captives, or people that captivated, her prisoners, or whatever it would be, I don't know. An encouragement to that family. She used the time and space that she was in to just say a message, and that had an impact. Another point in this account is King Aram assumes the healing will be done by the king of Israel because he's an important man. But God is going to do it through Elisha. Naaman went to Elisha and expected superior treatment. He expected that Elisha was going to bow down to him because he was an important servant of King, what's his name? Is anybody listening? What was the name of the king? Aram, thank you. He expected important response. And when Elisha tells him to go and bathe in a smelly river, he said, I'm not going to do that, you know, that's not what's below me, that's not my thing. And then we have in Kings 5:11, but Naaman went away angry and said, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call the name of the Lord and wave his hands over the spot and cure my leprosy. But it didn't happen. He brought him down to earth in some ways. And it was another person put in the right place at the right time. Naaman's servant went to him and said, My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you have not done it? How much more then when he tells you to wash and be clean? So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like a young boy. God places the right people at the right time in the right place. He places us in the right place and prompts us sometimes to say something, but we just need that courage to say something, to have an impact on those people around us, to say something or do something. We're empowered by the Holy Spirit to do these things. We are commissioned by God to tell other people about Jesus. Whoever we are, God can use us and empower us through the Holy Spirit to speak about him, to show about him, to show his kingdom values to a hurting world around us. We don't need to have much of us to be able to do it. As long as we connect to God, as long as we're connected to God, we are empowered to do those things. How do we do that? Through the things I mentioned earlier when we were going around with the rucksack. The Bible, reading our Bible, praying and connecting with God regularly, having a group of Christian friends who can encourage us and help us and challenge us on our journey, to have a vision to go out to people and not just stay within our safe place, maybe. To be servants of people around us and to think about how we use our dustpan and brush to help people, and to have time for people are so important in the things that we do. Your kingdom come, use us. Just a few moments of silence, just while you maybe reflect and think, what could you do this week that's different, that helps to use whatever talents, whatever skills, whatever uniqueness you have to connect with people around you.